This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Luther.
Luther kindly sitting in here this evening for a short period. We are expecting the lovely Michelle Seven here at some point. And there she is. She's been running all around today.
Busy little woman.
Due to some very unfortunate circumstances, which we'll explain for you here in just a few moments. The number is, again, 800-259-9231. Luther, when did you hear the news about what happened today?
Oh, I was at work. I came up on Facebook. So I have very limited information about exactly what happened. But, you know, I imagine it's the same shenanigans as it always is down there.
Yeah, what happened is a friend of ours, friend of the show, been on the program many times, Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com, was assaulted and kidnapped today in a courtroom here in Keene, New Hampshire. And all of it was because he was wearing his hat. And this isn't actually the first time something like this has happened. It was actually about 2 years ago in another district court here in New Hampshire where a different activist was also arrested for wearing a hat in court. Mm-hmm. He ended up going to trial and being found guilty for that. And I'm not sure what even the charge is going to be in this case because as of right now, no one has seen Pete since he's been arrested. He's currently sitting in the county jail as a result of his refusal to answer their questions about
who he is. You know, they like to do that. You know, they take them away. You know, if they don't cooperate, then they kind of isolate them like that, makes them feel alone, maybe try to break them a little easier. And yeah, I'm sure it gets lonely in there. I mean,
so the news is actually the video footage of what happened is up over at copblock.org. You can also get it at freekeen.com. There are two clips available right now. I believe there's at least one more that exists that we know of. The first clip is Pete actually being arrested in the courtroom, what transpired between him and the police that were in there. The judge, the man in the robe, interestingly enough, was actually not in the courtroom at this time.
Huh.
So what had happened is a bunch of activists were in the court to back up some of their friends who are actually going to be on trial for a couple of other things today, namely trespassing and, a possession of paraphernalia. And so a bunch of folks were in there already. Pete was one of those people. And he was just sitting in there quietly, not making a ruckus or anything like that, when one of the bailiffs comes over and starts to harass him for wearing the hat. And he says, well, you have to take the hat off because it's policy. And Pete asks, well, what policy? I didn't sign your policy. I don't, you know, what are you talking about, basically? And so it wasn't. I don't think he got much more than one extra warning beyond the first one before the police prosecutor, who's also a police officer and is there in uniform, basically just turns right around and grabs Pete. Pete doesn't want to assist in his own kidnapping, so he went limp. And there was another police officer who was actually in the room already who was going to testify at one of the trials. So he comes up, and both of them essentially manhandle Pete. They grab him. They, you know, basically drag him out of the courtroom.
Yeah. So they weren't putting up with any guff from Free Staters today, were they? They were just.
No, they definitely were in a mood to get somebody. And Michelle.
Well, you say they, and you know.
Them fellas.
Historically, the issue with removing your hat is a contempt of court issue, which is my understanding that actually only the judge can. Can assign a contempt of court charge.
That's true. So in this case, he probably will be charged with some other catch-all like disorderly conduct.
Or resisting.
Oh, they're going to get him for that, too.
Yeah.
Because anytime you don't go along with what they want you to do when they're kidnapping you, anytime you don't help assist them in their kidnapping, they usually consider that so-called resisting.
Right. They'll trump on however many charges they can.
Right. It's not like Pete reached out and jacked one of the cops in the head as they were trying to cuff him. He just went limp. He did not assist them.
Not only that, you see I'm wearing a hat. It's minus 5 degrees out there.
It was minus 20 when I walked to court this morning.
Right.
According to my phone.
So yeah. I would say that a hat at this time of year in particular is actually part of either your costume or your uniform.
Well,
or whatever.
They're going to claim that, it's out of respect for the court and that it's plenty warm in the court, so you don't need a hat.
It's an old tradition. I don't know if it dates back further than Victorian times, but I know it was very prominent then. And it's still around, you know, in some cases. And, like, yeah, of course, in some instances, I can see where taking off your hat would be important. But, like, for the purpose of seeking justice or whatever passes for justice in there, like, it has no bearing. It's not distracting in any way. It has nothing to do with whether somebody's guilty or not.
It's just an excuse for them to pick on people that they don't like.
Exactly.
And point of information, you and I, Michelle, were recently in Massachusetts, where Pete and Adam from LibertyOnTour.com were also facing a trial down there. We went down there, and Adam, Ademo now. I got to get used to that. Where Ademo was actually wearing, I think it was a skull cap or some sort of hat of some sort.
Like a knit cap.
He was in there with a hat on the whole time, and the judge did not have a problem. She didn't say word one about it. But yet in Keene District Court here in Keene, New Hampshire, they went all out on the attack and... dragged him away.
I didn't go this morning. Of course, I was, as you just mentioned, in Massachusetts for the Greenfield trial. And there were probably, 16, 18 of us down for
that?
At
minimum. I think there were at least 20 when I counted.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm not sure how many people were in there this morning, but I definitely believe that, you know, safety in numbers, and that the more of us there are, the less likely we are to get hassled over these, you know, ridiculous things. And so there he was. He, you know, refused to, you know, remove his hat or whatever. Now, what if someone were in the military and they're supposed to be wearing a hat? Do they get to wear a hat inside?
Well, apparently the police get to wear a hat because, as you can see over the Cop Block post, if you go to copblock.org, it's the first Free Pete Wearing a Hat is Not a Crime post. You scroll down past the video, and there's actually a still photo that one of the activists took in the courtroom of a Keene police officer in the court with a skull cap on. So moments after they arrest our friend and drag him out of the court for having a hat on, the Keene cop, a different Keene cop, comes in and is in court walking around with a hat on. Of course, nobody has a problem with that.
Blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
So...
it's shameful.
Yeah, well, yeah. This is
ridiculous
works,
and hypocritical. And, like, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. I mean,
Pete Eric, yeah, he's a great
guy. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's like he's so tough and stocky and built, you know, like a tank, but he's so
gentle
humble.
Gentle giant.
Exactly.
He's very respectful. I mean, Pete generally, even with his conversations with his kidnappers, I mean, he was never yelling at them. He was never angry at them. He was just asking questions. You can hear him asking some of his questions in the video, asking questions of them as to why they would do this to a peaceful person, that he wasn't, you know, that pointing out that he wasn't causing any disruption or anything like that, and really manages to keep his cool even under a situation in which a lot of us might lose it. So good for him for that.
Well, you know, I took a look at some information before coming in on hat-a-kit. Hat etiquette.
But,
and there are only, in general... You're to remove your hat if you're a man when indoors, specific private institutions, you know, require or request that, and you get to voluntarily choose to be there or not, such as a church or however you do wear a yarmulke if you're a male in a synagogue or whatever. But so there are varying degrees of rules, and they're kind of generally accepted. Well, obviously, a courtroom is not somewhere where you voluntarily choose to be, so that distinguishes it from a private institution or a private home or something like that. But there are only two instances where you are to remove your hat where it's not private property, and that is in a court of law, which you could get the contempt of court charge, or when the national anthem is being sung or the flag passed. So you're to remove your hat for that also. And I took a look. And
both of those are based out of so-called respect. They're based out of respect for this organization.
It's state worship is what it is.
That is what it is. But I wouldn't have a problem if the courts were actually respectable. Like, if the courts were actually all day long, if what they were doing was helping adjudicate controversies between two parties or to deal with people who are criminals, who are actually harming others, who are actually hurting other people, destroying property, I wouldn't have a problem respecting that kind of a process. But in this case, this court and all the courts across the country and around the world are victimizing innocent people. They're hurting peaceful people, and I'm sorry, I just can't respect that.
I agree.
Hey, Luther, thanks for coming on.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me again.
And Michelle's going to be with us for the remainder of the show. We'll also take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those, including listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions of the show are there, plus listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. And those, by the way, are all available 24/7. In addition, there's a webcam as well as our free satellite channel and 93 now wonderful affiliates from coast to coast. By the way, speaking of the excellent radio affiliates that we have on the AM and FM band. I want to welcome two brand new affiliates tonight, including WNMT. We did mention them briefly last week. They were giving Free Talk Live a test run up in northern Minnesota, the Hibbing area. It's a monster, a 10,000-watt signal at the low end of the AM band, and that means that the signal goes further if it's on the lower end of the band. Just a huge station, 650 AM, WNMT. Welcome aboard to all of our listeners there. And they, by the way, are taking they're taking all 3 hours of the show, all six nights a week,
oh, right on,
live, which is fantastic.
Awesome.
So you guys up there in northern Minnesota are going to be able to hear Free Talk Live all week long and our live Saturday show, all of it live from 6 to 9 Central. So welcome aboard to you. And that, again, is News Talk AM 650 WNMT. Plus, we're now on FM in Alexandria, Louisiana, also five nights a week. They're taking the show overnight, so they're going to do a little delay broadcast. Going to be midnight to 3 Central Time from Tuesday to Saturday. So they're taking our show and then delay broadcasting it a few hours later.
So they'll give it a little test run. Is that what that's
No, they're
for?
Not testing. They're running the show. They're on all week long, and we're on FM there. So that's The Truth 104.3 KEZP. So welcome to our brand new affiliates. Yes, absolutely. So the number here is 800-259-9231. If you're new to the show, then you are going to be hearing something that's a little unusual. There are a few different things about Free Talk Live that are different from your typical talk shows out there. One is that it is open phones all the time. You can bring up anything you want. So there's that aspect. Two, this isn't one of those Democrat or Republican talking point shows. In fact, we don't even come close to what those shows do. This is a show where you'll hear a true liberty position on the issue every time, and you may not even know what that even means until you really start to dig into the issues and hear what will be said on those matters. So patience, and you'll kind of come to understand that the viewpoint is, you'll find that it's a very consistent viewpoint, although it may appear confusing in the beginning. If you think that all talk show hosts have to be left or right, well, we'll prove you wrong on that. So welcome aboard if you are brand new. The other aspect of this program that's a little bit different is that there is kind of a reality show aspect to Free Talk Live. In that we're not just talk show hosts, we're also activists. So
right.
You look at the talk radio industry, and occasionally a talk show host will go and like have a concert. Or they'll go and they'll set up some sort of political event with some political candidate, and the talk show host will MC it, basically. And, you know, that's them getting out of the studio. We get out of the studio, and sometimes we get arrested for stuff.
Well, you do. I try to avoid it.
Or our friends, our yes. close friends, yes. friends of the show, people that, you know, regularly are heard on this program are getting, you know, arrested, or they're getting involved in activism besides just running for political offices. You and I, Michelle, we moved here for the Free State Project, which is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people.
That's right.
Who are converging in the same place, and the place has been chosen as New Hampshire. There are hundreds of people who have already made that move. We are two of them. And so thousands more are coming. Over 10,600 people are pledged to move to New Hampshire. We want to reach 20,000 people pledged to move, and then once that 20,000 is reached, then there will be a five-year window in which all of them have to move here. I say don't wait. I say get here as soon
Absolutely.
As possible, especially when you have crazy stuff like what happened today going on with Pete, who is Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com. He was arrested today for having a hat on indoors. And that's what they dragged him away for. They kidnapped our friend for having a hat on.
In minus 5-degree weather, and despite the fact that a police officer was in there wearing a similar style yeah. knitted cap.
The video
well.
Is all up over at copblock.org, also at freekeen.com. There's also some suggestions as to how you can help, because it's great to have activists that are together, and that's what the Free State Project is all about. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn about that. But some people just can't leave. They feel like they've got too many roots down where they are. Their family's there. Their job's there. They feel like they can't come to New Hampshire.
Get rooted in liberty.
Well, that's certainly important.
You know,
it's important to understand the ideas of freedom, no
yeah.
doubt. But there are things you can do, even if you aren't physically in New Hampshire, to
yeah.
help out up here. Obviously, there's the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. You can give money to that, and they will help people
out.
There's
Free Talk Live.
There's Free Talk Live. You can listen and support the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other things you can do individually for specific circumstances. So over at copblock.org on this post that Adamo put up, there are several suggestions as to how you can help from afar. You can call the Keene Police Department. You can call jail. You can inquire about Pete's well-being and basically just let them know that we're paying attention and that people care about this individual, because it's very rare when somebody gets arrested, usually no one cares. It's, you know, mom or dad or the, or your significant other that really cares that you've been arrested. But otherwise, you know, everybody's like, oh, bummer, our friend was arrested. But that's just it. They don't do anything about it. We've seen situations where activists, liberty activists, will be arrested. These call floods will start. And the phone
Sean
system
Lee.
Shut down.
Sean Lee Dickerson, who was released from... From the psych ward or whatever a week or two ago.
That's right, after a bunch of people called
up.
And, you know, again, let these people, these bureaucrats, know they're this man's captors, Pete's captors, letting him know that people care about him. The phones have been ringing off the hook, from what I understand, all day. I tried calling earlier because I hadn't called yet. I've been doing all kinds of other things today. Actually, you know, we're here where this went down. And I tried calling, and it was all circuits are busy. I couldn't even get through.
Well, I got through right away. Early on, when Adamo sent me a text right after it happened, and so I started calling and I got through. You know, I got reprimanded from an activist who doesn't live here in New Hampshire because I made the woman cry at the jail.
You made her cry.
Yeah, I did. You know, and you hear me. You and I are of the same mind regarding loving people to liberty. That loving people is way more effective than hammering them over the head. Now,
I agree. Yeah.
There is a point, though, where I think when someone violates my property or my community or whatever with aggression, I can still love that person, but at the same time treat them like the criminal they are.
Hmm.
And so, to me, that woman on the other end of the phone participates in criminal activity. She accepts as her wage money that is taken, you know, at the point of a gun or through theft to, she accepts that as her wage. So she has placed herself in the position of, in this case, being essentially my enemy. So when I asked where, I did not ask for him by name because he has requested, I guess, that he not be, do that.
Right, he's not processing.
Yeah, she couldn't give me any information, and I simply asked, are you incompetent or stupid? Which maybe wasn't nice, but
you know, that's an interesting question. Was that the right approach? We can come back and discuss that a little further. 800-259-9231. It's easy to get flustered and frustrated with these people when they're kidnapping your friends and hurting peaceful people. 800-259-9231. Was it inappropriate what Michelle said? We'd love your thoughts, too. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throat. throats, or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. The number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And also a special guest here for just a few moments is Ademo.
Ademo,
Ademo.
Yes.
All right, I got to get used to that. So Ademo from libertyontour.com partners with Pete, not in that way, but in a friendly kind of way.
Right, crime.
You guys have been traveling around the country for a couple years now, meeting up with liberty-minded people all over the place, libertyontour.com, again, your website, and the tour ended recently, a few months ago. You've come back to New Hampshire as kind of your home base, as I understand it. You've been just kind of settling in here. You've only been here for like a week.
Oh, 2 weeks about, yeah.
2 weeks. You've been spent a lot of time over at Michelle's house and, you know, helping her out and, you know, getting reintegrating into the community up here. And then all of a sudden, your friend gets arrested this morning.
Yeah, I mean, just like,
he wasn't planning to get arrested, right?
No, I mean, there's always precautions, actually, to be honest, that we take. I mean, when you're going to a courthouse or when you know you're going to be engaging cops, try not to have a large amount of money on you. You try not to have, you know, no IDs.
Right.
You make sure your cell phone is locked or if you're using it for quick. So, yeah, we did prepare, but there was no intentions of being arrested today.
So I wasn't there. I was actually we had actually gotten there earlier on, or I had gotten there earlier in the day, because on a weekly basis we do courtroom outreach. We flyer the people that are coming into the arraignments in the morning. And just
you're doing
them,
that Mondays and Wednesdays, right?
That's right. We'd like to expand it to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we'll get there eventually. But so Monday morning, bright and early, I'm out of my house. It's negative 20 degrees. I walk over to the court, and we're handing out these flyers, and then people start showing up, like, oh, there are trials today, because a couple of activists had trials, and I guess communications broke down for whatever reason, and not a whole lot of people were aware that those things were going on. So it was just coincidental that we happened to be there, myself and another activist, JJ, our Thursday night co-host, happened to be there. And so I had gone out to get some breakfast after we had done that. You guys were already in the courtroom by the time I came back, and I showed up as they were dragging Pete out of the court. So I didn't actually see, beyond the video you had taken, what transpired in the courtroom.
Right. So basically, I mean, we came to court about 20 minutes early. I filled out a notice that I was going to be filming for Ethan's trial. His was for a possession and failure to process as well on a previous incident in September. So I was going to film that. Ethan is the member of Liberty on Tour as well. He has the hitchhiking blog over there. And so we were, like always, giving support to other activists in the New Hampshire community and attending his trial. Well, we didn't get in there long before a bailiff asked Pete to take off his hat, just so happened to be a Don't Tread on Me hat. And Pete said something to the effect of, "What first?" And that's about when I got the camera out. And you hear him say, "What's policy?" And Pete says, "Well, I didn't sign up to that policy. I didn't sign that policy, sir." And then the bailiff puts his hand on his head as if to rip off his hat.
Yep.
And Pete says, "That's my property, sir." Still being respectful. And then at that same time, another
And he's addressing
officer,
him.
Yes. Yeah, he's approaching him aggressively, and he's towering over him. Pete's sitting in a chair.
This is a monster man. I mean, this guy is huge.
He's big. He's big. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, from my angle, I couldn't even see the keen police officer that was sitting at the table in front of all this, but he must have gotten up and moved closer to the situation. I couldn't really see, and you can't tell on the video. That's at copblock.org/freepete. But all of a sudden, a cop comes out of nowhere and says, "Well, then you're out of here. You're under arrest," you know, and pretty much throws him to the ground, right on the ground.
Yep, and that's right. And Pete, of course, being completely passive, he's not trying to hurt the cops or anything like that. And another cop comes around. They both grab him because he's not cooperating. Right. They grab him. They drag him out of the courtroom. And then they drag him into this other room, which isn't actually a room. It's a hallway, but there's a door on it. So there's a door that divides this other room hallway thing from the district court area. And back in that area where they take him are public offices. So you're supposed, like, there's the county assessor is up there. So you're supposed to be able to go in
and
access these areas. And one of the head court bailiffs stands in front of the door and refuses to allow you or myself or anybody who is standing there to actually access this supposedly public part of this building where they're kind of dealing with Pete.
And they're attempting to block the only window, a very small window at that, from you viewing through it anyways and or filming like I was trying to. Funny thing, too, is right on the door it says, "Do not block this doorway," which you would assume is one of their policies.
Well, right. Clearly their policies only apply to you and I. And
exactly.
Them.
Right.
So they stood in front of the door and refused to allow anybody access. And, you know, of course, hindsight being 20/20, I realized, oh, man, I should have gone in that room before they took Pete in there. And then it would have been much more difficult to get me out. But, you know, you don't always think of those things.
It should be noted, too, that even before that, I mean, Pete and I have both been arrested before. And, you know, our thing is we don't choose to assist in our kidnapping. We're not going to resist it and we're not going to assist it. And, I mean, I've been roughed up a little bit by Las Vegas Police Department the most, but these guys were a lot rougher than I think I've seen any of them before. Flipping Pete over, Pete was complaining about one being on his shoulder, a guy in a gray shirt that you can see in the video, but just puts his knee right into his back. And then as they're carrying him through the door, you also hear Pete complaining that they're choking him with his hoodie, he says. So, I mean, my angle's a little off. The one officer was in my way, but you could tell that his shirt had ridden up because it was exposing his back a little bit, so...
Ian mentioned earlier that we had all gone down to see your trial in Greenfield and how you had not removed the cap, which I think you're wearing right now.
Yep.
And that really was a non-issue.
Yeah, in that court, the bailiff came up to me and said, "Take off your hat." And I said, "Excuse me." He said, "Remove your hat." And I said, "Is that a law?" And he said, "No, it's a matter of respect." I said, "Well, this court is showing me no respect, so I'm gonna I choose to leave mine on." And I was about to go further, and he said, "Well, fine, see how that goes for you," and stormed off. So, and it went fine.
Well, you know, it's a shame that things like this happen. I mean, you talk about the violence on the part of these police officers, and there is video footage. I understand that another activist has some footage that hasn't been released, which may show better the knee in the back and the things like that.
Exactly.
You were a little far away to see some of that when you were recording from your cam, that video that's up at copblock.org. We may have some closer footage that'll be posted at a later point.
Right.
So keep your eyes out for that. But it's just a shame because, you know, sometimes I give the Keene police credit on this show for being a little better than the average cops. But that doesn't mean that there aren't some hot-headed cops on their squad. And it doesn't mean that some of them who might have been cool in the past haven't lost their cool or wouldn't lose their cool. It's a shame to see them behaving.
Yeah, it's no justification for what was done today. But, I mean, even you said something to me in the courtroom about how tension seemed a little high in the courtroom today. I mean, even Burke, who wasn't around the whole time, came
the
in
judge.
With yes the rope man. He came in with an attitude today. I mean, he snapped at Ethan right off the bat for asking to be called slave.
So the other part of this, they drag Pete out. They drag him away. One of our guys, JJ, he's on Thursday nights on Free Talk Live, was actually downstairs. He caught them leaving the building with Pete. He got footage of that. That's up at copblock.org. And then they drove away. Pete is not cooperating by giving information. And we know from what happened 2 years ago when our friend Sam was arrested, Sam refused to cooperate by giving his name. Pete is refusing to cooperate. Sam spent 57 or 58 days.
58 days, even
in jail.
even after the jailers knew who he was.
It took them about a week or two to figure out who he really was. They got his legal name and they got all that information. But even though they knew who he was, they still wouldn't let him out because he wouldn't tell them who he was. So it was really all about obedience. It was really a punishment for someone who was not being obedient.
Submit to me.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. I mean, that's what this has been about from the beginning to end. You didn't submit by taking off your hat, so we're going to kidnap you. And because you won't cooperate with us, we're going to hurt you. And because you won't tell us what your name is, we're going to keep you in a cage.
Well, as per the suggestion that Ademo made on one of the sites you put up, there's a difference between being a man and a woman in a courtroom in regards to your ability to wear a hat. So
I've heard women are allowed.
Women are allowed to wear hats. So
that's news to me. I didn't know.
Yeah. That's what I heard. It was a lawyer that posted that, I think, over on the Free Keene forum.
So maybe
we'll have some ladies wearing hats.
Absolutely.
At the arraignment or at the trial or something like that. I think you've got more stuff to do around. You're certainly welcome to stay or go.
Okay.
Whatever. I know you're going to come on all night tomorrow night. So we'll
have tomorrow.
More a demo tomorrow night from LibertyOnTour.com. Thanks for sitting with us.
No problem. Thanks.
And more about Pete and what's going on with him in moments. We'll also take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free and take control of the airwaves. Whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us through Amazon. You know Amazon, right? The world's largest internet retailer. You've shopped there before, Michelle.
I do shop there, yeah. So I can send money to Free Talk Live.
Because when you enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they've got a grocery section. I mean, they carry virtually anything you can think of. Whatever it is you need to buy, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. When you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, as we continue here to give you the latest on what's happening with our friend Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com, as he was arrested, kidnapped, and kidnapping is a much
violently.
Better term for this. Yeah, violently, assaulted by these police officers, these men with guns, who, you know, want you to believe that they are protecting and serving and helping people, but it seems to me like they're just trying to help innocent people into a jail cell or help innocent people into having to pay hundreds of dollars in fines to the court and into the system. And they went after our friend Pete this morning for having a hat on inside this courtroom. They kidnapped him. They dragged him away. They unceremoniously loaded him against his will into a police car. They took him down to jail because he's refusing to process, which likely means he's being held in solitary confinement. Normally, when you don't give them information and you don't give them your fingerprints, normally when you aren't cooperating in that way, you are put into solitary, which typically means, I believe around here in jail, that typically means you're in a cell for 23 hours a day. They may let you out to go take a shower or something like that at some point. But beyond that, that's likely what he is encountering right now while he is in jail. He probably has no way to interact with the other prisoners, or at least directly interact with them. And until he decides to cooperate with them, they may keep him there. Now, one of the things that's different this time around, this year, as opposed to what happened, say, 2 years ago when our friend Sam was in jail, is the activism movement is bigger. Mm-hmm. It is more cohesively put together. The communications methods are better. So now we've got Facebook, which is much more popular now than it was 2 years ago, obviously.
Right.
And Facebook, as problematic as it is in some ways, as far as being a time sink, I know I've spent too much time on it, but it is an amazing tool to bring people together in the same place and transfer information in a quick manner. So within moments of Pete being arrested, or within maybe minutes, somebody had created like a free Pete Air,
right?
Facebook group where people are throwing ideas.
I think
ideas
George Donnelly did that, actually.
Maybe so.
He's in Philadelphia, or
correct.
Pennsylvania.
Which goes to show you don't need to be in New Hampshire to help out with this. But being in New Hampshire certainly helps. As you pointed out earlier, Michelle, having a courtroom full of people would have helped us. We had, you know, a few folks there. There was maybe 10 or so.
But we'll be able to show up tomorrow. We'll be able to have a protest, you know, at the jail, which is the cause, I think, in part for the hearing or trial today was, in fact, a protest at the jail some time ago.
Yeah, that's true. Today was the final trial for the so-called Trespass of 12, where a bunch of people, including myself, were arrested at the jail last year. It was the final trial, and that the gentleman that was on trial was found guilty of a violation-level trespass, and they're going to want fine money from him, but he's not going to pay it, so he's going to try to do community service instead.
Mm-hmm.
But that was completely overshadowed by what happened to Pete today. And, of course, the latest information is available at copblock.org. Freekeen.com is also following the story. In fact, I see that the other video that I talked about earlier has been posted. I'll try to get it up during the news break over at freekeen.com, the closer angle of what happened to Pete today in the courtroom, so you can really see the brutality, as I understand it. Again, I haven't seen it myself. But the brutality on the part of these police was all of it was just completely unnecessary. Nobody is harmed by someone having a hat on in court. And if you believe that someone is harmed, I sure would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Hot Rod Rod in New York. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello there.
Hello. Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
I love the work you're doing. I saw the video, and I went to cdevolution.com, I think it is.
It's actually .org. CDEvolution.org.
$30. Then I went to your site and I platinum amped it.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank
so I love what you're doing. I wanted to support you in some way, even though I can't be out there in New Hampshire with you all.
Oh, why not? You're only in New York. You're not that far.
Yeah, maybe sometime I'll get to drive out. But I'm playing an essential role right now in my job, so
gotcha.
I can't leave.
I drive down to New Jersey pretty often to see my daughter. It's actually, you know, if you can just go through the mountains of New York there and not go through the city, it's only about 6 hours.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, I definitely will come up for Porkfest. I can promise you that.
Cool. We'll tell you more about Porkfest as time goes on here on the show. So what else did you want to share tonight, Hot Rod Ron?
One thing I wanted to say is that a lot of people, I think if I presented them this video, a lot of people who are in the mainstream or just kind of regular folks probably would say, what's the big deal? You know, it's just a hat. Why doesn't he show some respect and take it off? But I think it's really these small things, which are not so small, which are really indicative of our freedom and our rights. You know, the way you hold yourself, you sit, the clothes you wear, whether you smoke or you don't, if they're all part of who you are, they get to the core of you. And, you know, it really is a big deal. It's not a small thing. So that's all
absolutely
I wanted to say,
right.
I really support the work you guys are doing.
Thanks. I appreciate the support, even from outside of New Hampshire. It makes a big difference for us here to have people on the outside helping out, making phone calls.
Absolutely.
I know people have been calling.
Hey, when are you going to have a Free Talk Live T-shirt? I always go on your site and look at the store, and it always says to do.
Yeah, that's a good question. Johnson's in charge of that, so if you email him at johnson@freetalklive.com, you can bug him about it. The T-shirts exist, and they are sold every year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, actually. So if you're coming out, you'll be able to get one then at the very latest. I hope Johnson has time to put the store together. It's been on hold for a few years now, and it's all in his hands. So we have logos and things like that, so other people can make their own shirts if they want. You can download the Free Talk Live logo over at promote.freetalklive.com. In fact, I believe that... I don't remember who it was, but somebody did do that. I think it was Lore from, I don't remember her website. There's a couple of activists out there. Blogabile.com is one of their sites that I believe his girlfriend or fiance, I'm not sure which, has been making activist T-shirts and used our logo on them. So there may be a way to find a Free Talk Live T-shirt out there beyond going through the official channels. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
tonight.
I want to pimp you guys out when I go to the gym. So
cool, man.
I need a Free Talk Live T-shirt. Okay.
Yep. So they do exist. It's just they're a little hard to get your hands on them. So Johnson at freetalklive.com, if you want to bug him about that, maybe he'll get his button gear and put that back together.
Okay, I'll get on his ass.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, so 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some other things that I think should be looked at here with this whole discussion of what's happening to our friend Pete from LibertyOnTour.com as he was kidnapped today. We talked briefly about this a few moments ago, Michelle. We didn't really have a chance to expound upon it. But you made a phone call to the jail today.
I did, feisty bitch that I am.
And a woman cried who answered the phone there after you said something to her. Mm-hmm. And what was it that you said that upset her so much?
I asked her when she told me that she could not track down the man who had been arrested for not removing his hat while in
court. She claimed she couldn't find him in her facility.
Right. She looked at the manifest, couldn't, and she didn't know. Not only could she not find him, she didn't know who to talk to or how to go about finding him.
Even though we know he's there.
I mean, correct. And when I elaborated and said, well, there were other activists that followed him in the vehicle to the jail, so in fact he is there, she said, well, I don't know how to help you. I said, is that because you're incompetent or because you're stupid? Which seemed like a fair question at the time. Now, do I want to go out and insult people and you know, hurt their feelings? No. Can I be a bulldozer and a little brazen and run people over with my mouth? Yeah, I really can. I mean, that's the character flaw, and it's something that I work on. However, in this case, I want her to be miserable at her job. I don't want her to show up tomorrow. I want her to hate her job, you know?
I think there's some validity to that position. This is something that I've struggled with personally, because what these people do is so offensive and so outrageous. I mean, if they were actually just going after criminals who were actually hurting people, I'd have no problem. You know, whatever, man. No big deal if you're actually going after real criminals. But they're not. They're going after hundreds and hundreds of people who've never harmed another person. And I find that so offensive. Mm-hmm. It's difficult for me in some cases to control, you know, my anger about the aggression that these people perpetrate. And the people like the desk clerk that you talk to, she wasn't out doing the aggression herself, but she's still working for the same organization. She's running cover for that same organization.
Absolutely.
And so I think there's a total validity in what you're saying, in that you want these people to be uncomfortable at what they do. However, on the other hand, someone will point out, yeah, okay, so if she doesn't show up, then they hire somebody else.
I'll make them uncomfortable, too.
1-800-259-9231. And that kind of goes back to something that has happened in the past, and maybe it will again. The candlelight vigils that have been held out in the front of the judge's house, in front of the prosecutor's house. Mm-hmm. This is something that very much upsets these government bureaucrats.
They've got their cameras and their eyes on us.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. R2's next.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.